Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, question of the day. In honor of Nico and Aziz, what immediately sets you off? And I don't know that we're leaning towards the idea of pet peeves. Like, what are the
now, what makes you want to fight?
Yeah, what are the things that put you in that mode?
I will fight you.
Yeah, yeah, that mode where you're ready to fight, either verbally or maybe physically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not necessarily going to judge. Again, 713-572-4610. Y'all are already sending in some good ones. Let's turn it to D'Amico Ryans, who was asked about, the Aziz Alshire moment from the game when it got a little physical.
From my, perspective, seeing Aziz, he had a big hit on the quarterback, and everyone gets a little antsy when the quarterback gets hit on the sideline. But if the quarterback stays in, he's going to get hit. Like, and now I think everybody's a little sensitive when there are big hits in the league. Like, we still play a physical game, and you're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us. That's just how we operate here. And, what happened after that, Aziz is, of course, he's surrounded by a lot of their players and also some staff, and they are surrounding him. We got people pushing Aziz and kicking, like, so we have to, we have to be better, right, from protecting all players involved, especially when something happens on the opposite sideline. Like, just have to be better. And we know, from Aziz's perspective, we, can't throw punches or anything like that. But just overall, we just have to be able to protect players. And it goes both ways. When you got guys surrounding one of our players and ununiformed staff that's surrounding, and in that little mix up as well, like that's a problem. And we have to get it fixed.
He makes it sound like he got jumped in an alley or something.
Man. He did. He ended up on the wrong side of the field. You know what I mean?
There were 30 people around him.
You know what? He did not give a damn either.
Aziz said it at his locker. He was like, look,
I
man.
Put cases on all you.
I know what. He said, I grew up in,
I grew up different.
Is that different. But yeah, man, clearly Aziz did not take kindly to him to whatever they said. Because, we didn't get a clear accounting of what was said, but it sounded like something was said that he did not like. Nico had that finger in his face.
Yeah.
That's one of the things for me. Do not put your finger in my face. What about you, John? What's the thing that's good to set you off?
Like to set me off, like I want to fight. Outside of the ones we talked about, the finger in the face, spitting, we mentioned.
Yeah, yesterday. No, spitting is good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Spitting, it's
that's
on.
That's a level of disrespect.
Yeah. You knew what
you were doing. You might get shot.
Yeah.
I think mine is when someone is completely dismissive. Like, kind of like, whatever, like you don't matter kind of thing. We're not even having a discussion or a disagreement.
Yeah.
It's like, you're so meaningless to me. You know, it's hard to explain. Like, just dismiss it.
That's kind of how I felt with the whole Tank Dell situation. When I was at the premiere, I felt like I was being dismissed.
Yeah.
I didn't matter. I probably don't matter.
Like, you're beneath me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Nah, that makes me want to fight someone.
That's a good one.
What about you?
That was pretty much what I was going to talk about, right? Like, I don't like it when folks, like, don't have empathy. And so basically getting to that idea of, like, being dismissive of folks. For me in particular, don't be obtuse with me, right? Like, don't, hey man, you know what I'm trying to say. You know what the hell I'm talking about right now, right? Yeah. Like, I don't like it when I have to get to that place. Mm-hmm. That'll get me, I'm pretty chill in a lot of situations. I let a lot of things go, name calling, that type of stuff. Hey man, you hear me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't play coy. Don't play dumb.
Yeah, I got a few things. I don't like when people hang up on me.
You want to fight them?
If we on the phone, yeah, I will ban you from my life. You hang up on me, man. Like, that's one thing. I went through that with my wife. This was back when we was dating.
Yeah.
And she hung up on me, like, mid-sentence. We going back and forth. She hang up on me. I didn't call her for like a week. I ain't answer her phone for a week. I'm like, no, I do not like that. I would never talk to you again if you hang up on me. That's so disrespectful, especially if you're going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, just say, hey, you know what? We'll talk later. Let's end the conversation. Don't just hang up on me.
What's your other one?
Oh, my other one is, honestly, when people just kind of be a little disrespectful towards you and they make up something or they say something about you that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Lying to my face.
Like, for instance, if I was like, you know, at a bar or something like that, and somebody say, oh yeah, he was so rude, he didn't tip, he did, like, knowing it was a lie. I don't like that. Like, don't put no dirt on my name, man.
You know, the other one I was just thinking of as Figgy was talking about disrespect,
what's that?
And it's not necessarily whether it's to me or anyone. I hate, and people who listen to the show know I've said this before, I hate, and I truly do want to fight someone that makes fun of someone's appearance. Like, I just like you, we can argue. You can get, you know, you can don't not like me or him or you or whatever. But when they say, like, oh, your nose, blah blah blah, or you're fat, or your eye, you know, anything like or some physical ailment,
yeah,
you know, and that when people make fun of a person's appearance, that's like the lowest of the low person.
A thing about them that's just innate to them that's not going to change, or that they can't change.
Yeah, especially if they not doing nothing.
Yes.
Like, don't
not do bothering that. Nobody.
Yeah.
Just a bully.
Now, my thing is, when they doing that, and then once I clap back, like, don't cry wolf.
Yeah.
Like, nah,
oh,
man.
Oh, that is a nasty one.
Yeah, like, don't cry wolf now. Like, we in it now.
Mm-hmm. Folks that are going to hide behind crocodile tears.
Yes.
Yeah, that's real nasty. 832 said, racists make you fight immediately. Respect it. 281, can't stand when people cut me off, interrupt me mid-conversation. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I get that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
this is not quite what we're going for, but I thought it was funny. Thinking about the good leftovers that just to go to the fridge and eat them and somebody's already got them.
Hey, some people will fight over that, man. Especially like roommates.
You say fight over it. I've seen stories of like people going to the tool behind, you know, their leftovers not being in the fridge.
But go back in the day when you had a roommate or you were in college or something. Because like, hey, that was my whatever, macaroni and cheese. And nah, man, it was in the fridge. You know, that's fighting.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fighting.
Making fun of kids with issues. Very true. How about this? Let's go to the phone line. Someone's got an answer for the question.
We got Wood. We got Wood on the line.
All right, Wood, what's happening?
Hey, my biggest peeve that pisses me off is when someone take advantage of my kindness. I'm a very generous individual with my family, relationships, my kids. For example, naturally, I got season tickets. I got six of them. Give them to them, my kids, my cousins, my nieces and nephews. But when I give you tickets, and you don't show up to the game.
You know, man.
Hey, don't do that. I put you in a position where I don't trust you no more with my kindness to come through, because I'm giving you something to enjoy, something to take advantage of the opportunity. When I was younger, I couldn't take advantage of these opportunities because my parents couldn't afford things, or my uncles wasn't able to do these things. But here it is. I'm the type of uncle. I give my nieces and nephews $500 for graduating. You know, these are the kind of things I do. But don't take my hard-earned money and then don't do the things and take advantage of my kindness. Now, I didn't get a chance to tell y'all, my Texans are going 13-4.
Okay.
We were with Baltimore. We're going to lose to Baltimore, Kansas City in the regular season, but we will with Baltimore in the divisional game, with Kansas City in the championship game, be in New Orleans, and be the Texans Super Bowl champion.
How about that?
I love this. I love what's happening there.
It sounded like something struck a nerve, like he gave somebody the Bears ticket.
Oh, absolutely. Look, man, when you say, absolutely. That was absolutely somebody who, that's a specific situation that Wood was dealing with. Yeah. Right? Like, I was waiting for him to say the name because he was getting close. That was someone who definitely might have wronged him this past weekend. Yeah.
I got something related to that too. I hate when I do something for people out the kindness of my heart, and then when I try to ask,
they're not willing to reciprocate.
Yeah,
nasty business.
To me,
nasty.
Yeah, that's, like, I'd be ready to cut people off.
That's right.
We have what I think is one of the top ones.
Oh, is this Jay and Cypress?
No, I don't know. Is it Jay and Cypress?
Well, shout out to Jay and Cypress, who said most things don't bother me, but don't go after my wife. Yep.
Well, that too.
That's your responsibility.
That's my thing too. Especially us working at a sports station. Yeah. Whenever you say something that they don't agree with, when it comes to sports, then they try to go personal with your wife and all that stuff. Yeah. Just like, dog, leave like that. To me, that's probably number one for me.
Might be my number one, but it's up there with the other ones I mentioned from the 713. People who treat pets badly, dude. I've seen guys kick their dog when they're out jogging or walking with their dog, and I just want to go up to them and say, "I'll take it, man.
Yeah,
give it to me."
I seen somebody at my apartment complex, man. The dog was off the leash, and it came over to me, and she came over. Get your ass, man. And start hitting it in the face.
Hey,
it's good, man. I'm like, goodness gracious.
It's the worst. That sets
me off. It was a big dog, too.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are shameless. People got on the text line like, let Mr. Wood know I'm his nephew.
Somebody
I'll
said,
I'll take them tickets if he knows.
That's what he said. what's his number?
That's hilarious. Being cut off on the road, ending up at the same light. That's just funny to me. I'm giving you the stupid look. Like, don't you feel dumb now?
I'm right here next to you.
Right. Like, we in the same place. Somebody talked about rubbernecking. Yeah. That gets annoying for sure.
What about somebody not responding to your email when you need something?
Yeah.
They just
ignore it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the person that just simply ignores you instead of like responding.
Yeah.
You could tell me that, hey, I don't have an answer or no or whatever. Yeah. The communication is fine. Whatever the answer is. How about just communicate? Yeah, that definitely.
I'll be ready to cut people off.
Yeah.
I'm a little petty, man. I'm sorry. I get petty over little stuff like this.
And that goes back to what John said. It's like, you are not treating me with the level of respect here. Yeah, right? All of this is obviously disrespect. Yeah,
from that point, you don't respect me as a man.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of respect, hey, man, treat the service industry right, man. Especially, like, this is the thing that gets you. Here we go. I found it, right? We worked my way there. The people that are mean to folks that are just doing a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that.
I go out of my way when I get upset. Like, look, I know it's not you. I always say, I know it's not you, right. But blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Being rude to waiters or whatever. Yeah. Like, the person at the checkout, they didn't set the prices.
Exactly.
They don't work at corporate. They didn't do none of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm all the way to Aziz Alshire territory where I'm going to go like 1v20. Shout out to Kendrick. Like Aziz was ready to go. Yeah. Sunday night. We actually still haven't heard anything from league office wise.
No, we haven't.
Yet,
maybe so. It's nothing.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even brought it up. Go ahead and dump that, Fig. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and miss all of that. Let's see if they just forget what is happening there. Some 713 said obtuse. 50% of the audience doesn't know what obtuse means. That's not true. We got a smart listenership.
We got smart listeners.
Hey, don't talk crazy to them.
They're not obtuse.
I'm going to come see you, 713.
They're not obtuse. Our listeners.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you would do if I let you sit with that a little bit. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. 11 a.m. on a Tuesday means one thing. B. Scott coming in. We'll go around the NFL, talk about some of the things that we learned from week two. Let's do that next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.